Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena, Kirsten, how are you?
Morena, I'm really good. I love winter, no rain.
Yeah, no rain. Crispy, I agree. Crispy winter
fresh,
mornings.
Yes.
Yeah, that's exactly what we want.
I don't mind the rain.
See, that's
see, yeah, this is, yeah, yeah, no.
Don't you want your plants to grow?
Yeah,
I do.
No.
I appreciate
the rain. This is desert.
Beyond the storm, there'll be growth, Kirsten.
So you liked yesterday. You liked hanging out.
Well, look, it was pretty heavy yesterday. To be fair.
I can appreciate the rain, but I prefer it when it's not raining. What I appreciate what the rain does for us.
What we're really talking today is doo-wop, not rain.
Doo-wop.
Beautiful.
So, you know, one of the best genre names, we gotta say.
It is one of the best genre names.
D-O-O space wop.
Nice.
And it's named after the sounds they make. So doo-wop is sort of the four-part harmony, usually guys singing. And it's been a big part of rock and pop since...
long time.
It started in the 40s. It started coming in the charts in the 50s and had a big sort of wave in the early 60s. But it still lurks around. And
as any good genre would.
That's right.
Exactly.
And they use what's called vocables.
Vocables?
Which is the nonsense syllables. Like shebop, shalanglang.
Okay.
And doo-wop is one of those.
I didn't know they had a special name, so they're called vocables.
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 And doo-wop is one of those.
That's my fun fact for the day. I'm taking that vocables to the pub tonight.
We're going to kick it off with Gene Chandler, Duke of Earl.
Oh, so famous. This is from...
Oh, there, straight in.
62.
This is lovely. I feel, this is very summery, sort of like...
As I walk through this world...
So you can hear the bass, dude, keeping it down.
Yeah. What a velvety voice.
So how many people...
So usually you have a lead and they're the tenor. They're usually like the high guy.
Okay.
Now this sounds like they've padded it out for the recording.
Yeah.
But normally the groups will just have, you know, a trio or a quartet back in the lead. And sometimes the bass will have their own little boom, boom, boom feature.
I think... That like run, that's such a
so you can
classic
hear sentimental
sound.
Lyrics, or it's always very sweet songs, and it literally started on the street, you know, kids with no instruments, covering the latest pop songs,
okay,
and making these arrangements, and then apparently they figured out it sounds better if you sing it like in a hallway or a hall
with
or
a
bathroom, you get the echo.
A bit of echo, yeah.
So is that how the recording will happen?
Well, yeah, they'll just load it up with the echo.
Bit of reverb in there.
So mostly African-Americans, but in the early 60s, you get a lot of Italian-Americans doing it too.
Oh, okay.
Like Frankie Valli.
Oh, so nice.
You love this, Kirsten, don't you?
I do.
So you gave up the trying to irk us.
I was going to say,
you've gone with something.
I was going to say, I feel like we've had some controversial ones, but I think everybody can agree that doo-wop is lovely. We'll probably get a text in a minute being like, doo-wop sucks, but...
Now, sometimes what they're doing... Here's another big one for you. Onomatopoeia, right?
Yep.
Remember that from high school English?
Yep.
So, like, the bass will sound like bass where it goes boom, boom, boom.
Yep.
Or even the shala, shala is supposed to sound like, you know, the musical instrument.
Yep.
So even the doo-wop, you know, maybe like a guitar.
This is a nice way to ease into Friday, I feel. Bit of doo-wop for your morning.
Very little instrumentation, because normally it's done a cappella, which means no instruments, but for the, you know, like, the pop versions, they will add instruments.
What's this one?
This is the Flamingos, I Only Have Eyes For You. See, I'm picturing, like,
Flamingo,
people on the street breaking into dance, serenading each other, like, is that kind of high school hallway, you know?
Lots of waistcoats I've got going on in my head as well.
Oh,
like,
really?
Waistcoats with a nice little bow tie.
Matching suits. Scrubbed
I'm
up,
thinking
guys.
Like big skirts for the ladies dancing around.
Yep. Oh, that bass.
Ooh. Now, the Flamingos. This is the other thing about doo-wop groups. They love the thes.
The.
Yeah.
The coasters, the drifters, the platters,
I noticed
the miracles,
that.
The ink spots, the temptations.
And then
I saw, I think it was the Temptations down the way. in Napier, I think.
Wow. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
This is a classic, this one. So,
it's amazing how spacey and weird they can get it.
We got the classic doo-wop sucks.
I think that might have been just because
I think that might have been just because I said it.
I think also some people, you admire the skill, right?
Yeah, it's just very skilled.
Audio skill of holding your note, harmonizing.
See, this is interesting. Someone texted in saying, I keep hearing the songs that sampled these classics in my head. That's a massive thing, I think.
Absolutely. And they keep... That's what I mean. They keep going. I mean, if you look at even artists like Bruno Mars and Megan Trainor are still doing doo-wop stuff.
Pop stars,
Huey Lewis and the News has had some. Apparently, the Chili Peppers will bust into doo-wop live.
Wow.
I don't know if people remember Billy Joel.
I know Kanye's definitely sampled a lot of doo-wop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you think about Lauryn Hill, Salt-N-Pepa, Shoop Shoopa.
Yeah.
That's all doo-wop. And it's... So in the 50s, here's the weird thing.
Yeah.
Rock and roll was actually a bunch of different musics. There was rockabilly, there was rhythm and blues, and there was doo-wop. So it was just called rock and roll back then.
Yeah.
No, obviously to us it doesn't sound very rock and roll. But it they didn't know what to do with these musics, and so they
put
them all in rock and roll. So I feel like any good rocker, mainstream rocker that like knows their rock history, they will have listened to some doo-wop and a lot of like the greatest rock songs of all time will include sort of doo-wop as an important part of that history.
There's a lot of like soul influence in doo-wop as well, isn't there? Does that come from like church singing and stuff,
absolutely,
do you think, too?
Gospel singing. So this song was like number 157 in the greatest songs of all time.
This song?
Wow.
Yeah.
Who makes that list?
Oh, I don't know. Billboard, Rolling Stone.
The Oracle. Someone else has texted in, doo-wop is so great. Doo-wop is so great. You're very right, texter.
Yay.
Oh, it's lovely. Shibop, shibop.
So you think about Glee and the college a cappella choirs in America is still really a big thing.
Massive
people doing
thing.
That. Those Pitch Perfect movies.
Oh, that movie was such a moment in pop culture, wasn't it?
Yeah.
This is the Silhouettes. Get a job. I like to think that they're saying that in like a really aggressive way.
Someone texted in Shana Na 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 earlier as well.
Yeah, and this Shana is very totally Shana made a lot of these songs famous. And they literally got it from this song. Shana Na. That's where they got their band title.
Shana Na. This is a smokier voice.
And this has appeared in heaps of movies like American Graffiti, Good Morning Vietnam. Yeah. Apparently James Taylor's covered it. And they're from Philly.
Yeah. The sound of this one, like, it's a little bit different to the last two we were just listening to. It sounds more like, I guess, what has come to mean rock and roll than those early ones.
And one of the sort of most important vocal groups was the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
You know, they did all that layering. This is all straight where they got it from. So it's like, sounds different than rock, but it's so integrated in the rock story.
I'm gonna go back to the house, hear that woman's mouth. I love the kind of conversational style of it as well.
And that is from gospel, that back and forth adding to each other. But see, the Shana Na is supposed to just sound like, brass or guitar.
Yeah.
My dad would always wake us up with this song.
This is a nice song to wake up to.
Such a dad song to me.
It's a dad song.
Actually, most of these are.
Someone said, just play the American Graffiti soundtrack, why don't you?
Now, true dad. Now, I don't know of any of these three songs, but apparently another big feature of these songs is the talking bit in the middle.
The talking bit in
where
the
you
middle.
Go, you know, girl.
Yeah.
I really missed you. Oh, my God. I don't know if that quality needs to be kept in music.
I quite like it in the right time or place. You know, that kind of pops up in other genres as well, like... You know, like Sonic Youth uses that and Cool Thing and stuff.
Really?
You get that, you know. Oh, this is great.
Also, big thing, because you're usually a cappella, finger snaps, hand claps. And I know y'all probably want to do those little steps. You know, you do little steps behind the lead.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
With
and
your friends,
little, like,
you do your
side
little,
sway.
Yeah. And the snap is on the offbeat. For some reason, they keep time on the offbeat. And that becomes a big part of rock and roll, too.
a lot of these things, like, they feel really intuitive, like, in the way that it happens, but there's so much skill behind putting that together.
I think that's what the enjoyment, I don't know, people like Pentatonix, another band.
Or those vocal harmonic groups.
And you think of all these things, you know, ram-a-lam-a-ding-ding, ding-dong, you know, like, these of all, you know, like, we just say these things now, and this is where it came from, that it's appropriate to do that.
It's like the whole end of Greece, you know, the whole
ding-dong. That is all from doo-wop, and it was to onomatopoeia the instruments when you didn't have them.
That's fantastic. Hey, so it lives on.
I'm really curious what's going to irk us next week.
Oh my God, it's so bad.
Under my skin.
You've got anxiety thinking about it. Okay, I'm going to spell it for you.
Yeah.
Capital H, little I, hyphen, capital N, capital R, capital G.
Okay.
High energy.
High energy.
Oh, high energy.
Oh, wow. Wow. It's like super annoying. Oh, gosh, not at 8:15 in the morning on a Friday.
That's going to be something to look forward to.
Super annoying, fast, gay dance.
I can't wait.
Oh, no.
Well, I'm excited
about
it.
You're going to wish for your doo-wop.
I'm very excited about it. I'm very glad that you've brought us in doo-wop. I feel like you've eased us in and then you're going to, like, slap us around the face next week with that one. Time. Well, thank you very much.
I reckon I'm going to like it, and it's going to throw you right on off.
Tess is a good devil's advocate for a track like that. Thank you very much, Dr. Kirsten Zemke, for bringing us doo-wop this morning.
Shooby-doo-wah.
Shooby-doo-wah.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
It certainly